Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
If you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, we praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the Father of compassion and is full of mercy. He is the God of all comfort who daily gives us strength. Yes, he sees us through all our difficulties, so that we are able to strengthen others in their troubles with the same strength we have received from him ourselves. In the move of God that took place in the early 70s, one of the main books in this country that really sort of promoted what God was doing was my book, When the Spirit Comes. But there was another book that did the rounds and really helped to release the power of the Spirit in people's lives and in churches. It was a little book called Power in Praise. It was written by an American. And it's a little bit of a misnomer, the title, because it isn't true to say exactly that the power is in the praise, but the praise releases the power. And it was a very simple book, as most books were then, very direct and full of testimonies of how people had had breakthroughs in their lives simply through praising God. Now, we know that we are to rejoice in the Lord always and to give thanks in all circumstances. So, we know that the Scriptures really do encourage us to keep praising the Lord. One of the scriptures that Pastor Clive has been using for these last few months is about singing over the barren woman. Same principle, that you praise God regardless of the circumstances. Now, when you pray, sometimes you are conscious of really being in a kind of a faith struggle, a battle that you're fighting the good fight of faith. But as soon as you start praising, you are lifted above the battle, above the struggle. And that's the point. That's why the scripture says that we are to pray at all times with thanksgiving. Because if we don't pray with a thanksgiving, we're still in the struggle, but we're not in the victory. You see, the mark of living in the victory is that you're praising God. That until you are praising him in the situation in which you're placed, you are not yet in the victory. You might be confessing the victory, believing the victory in your head, but actually to be moving in the victory, you need to be in the place of praise. Now, you see, in that scripture that I just read, we probably focused on the fact that he is the Father of compassion, full of mercy, the God of all comfort, who daily gives us strength, and so on. He strengthens us in order that we may strengthen others. But actually, what Paul started by saying was, we praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who causes all that to happen. We praise God. We bless God that he has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You see, we tend to focus on what the word says. Yes, God has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing, and we forget the, we praise, or blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Very easy for us just to focus on the truth. Read the words, know it's true that we should praise and bless the Lord for all these things, and yet still not do it. And of course, the victory is not in knowing the word, but doing the word. You see, people wouldn't get negative, they wouldn't get full of offense, they wouldn't go around complaining of their problems and talking about their needs if they were praising God. Because how can you praise God and do all that other stuff? Because that's a contradiction to the praise. Paul and Silas were in prison praising God, and all the other prisoners were listening to them. In the middle of the night, they were just praising God. So God sends an earthquake, opens all the prison doors, all their shackles fall off, and they end up bringing the jailer and his whole family to the Lord that night. They didn't just walk out, they brought them to the Lord, then they walked out. Hallelujah. But you see, what were they doing? What brought the release? What brought the victory? They weren't praying, saying, oh, God, what have we done to deserve this? We've been preaching your word, and look what you've allowed to happen to us. They weren't struggling and straining, oh, God, God, get us out of this situation. Have we got to go through another whipping, another beating? What are they going to do to us now? No, they were just praising God. And even earlier in Acts, as the apostles were subjected to all kinds of persecution, they praise God for the privilege of sharing in the sufferings of Christ. They just had this mentality that they were going to praise God no matter what, because God is always worthy of praise. And because God is always greater than the situation. Because God is above the situation. And as soon as we start to praise him, we raise ourselves above the situation. You see, we mentioned during the course of the Inside Out days last week about praying not only to heaven, but from heaven. Because God has seated us in heavenly places with him, we can be in that place of glory, in that place of authority. We can be looking down, especially when we're going to issue commands in the name of Jesus. We've got the place of ascendancy. And because the enemy is under the feet of Jesus, he's under our feet because we're in Jesus. So we need to know the position from which we pray. But you see, if we're really praying from that position of being seated with him in heavenly places, we will first be worshiping and praising him. Because you can't know yourself to be in that position without instinctively being filled with praise. Because if, you know, unless it's just a sort of a mental thing, an intellectual thing, if you just think for a moment, I'm in heavenly places with Jesus, what do you want to do? You want to worship, you want to praise him, you want to exalt him, you want to rejoice in the Lord. And it sounds crazy for Paul to suggest to the Thessalonians that they're to give thanks in all circumstances, but you see, Paul suffered tremendously for the sake of the gospel. What got him through? I mean, five times he had the 39 lashes. I mean, once would be more than enough. But five times he was also beaten, he was stoned and left for dead. Either he was dead or left for dead, pretty near death, one or the other. He suffered shipwreck, bobbing about in the sea two nights and a day. This teaches you never to go cruising. But the but you see, he suffered all these things. What got him through? It was the praising. Praising God, giving thanks, rejoicing. You see, this give thanks in all circumstances is not just a bit of revelation he had when he was praying one day. It's something that he did. And when he says rejoice always, you've only got to read. I mean, you read Philippians, it's full of joy, yet it was written from prison. And he's telling the Philippians, who ostensibly are living in freedom, to rejoice always. I say it again, rejoice. And he's the guy in prison. You see, it's having that mentality that rises above your circumstances. And we can get so involved in personal need and also in the corporate need around us that we forget to rejoice. We think, right, now I must pray about this situation. And we're so intent on praying in the right way, making sure we've covered all the bases and we've got the right faith terminology and we've remembered to do it in the name of Jesus. We're sort of, you know, mentally thinking, I've got to get this right, you know. And then if you miss something, somebody else will pray and they'll get what you missed. And you think, oh, yeah, I should have done that, shouldn't I? And all the time, we've really lost the plot. Because the victory is through the praise. Not so much in the praise, but it's through the praise. That as soon as we start praising God, it releases the power of God into the situation. It's almost as if, you know, God hears us when we pray and he's ready to act, but he doesn't do so until we praise. It's as if, you know, his hands are poised, ready to bless, and he's just waiting for the praise and the thanksgiving, and then but it's not just praise. It's praise over that situation. It's praise in that particular situation. It's not just general, well, let's have a time of worship and praise. I often feel that God is saying our praise and our worship needs to be much more focused. Because we all know how to praise. We can praise God around here, all right. And we can keep going for a long time. And the focus is not just, well, is somebody going to get a good prophetic song? Or is somebody going to lead, you know, the right song that will just sort of release the situation? Actually, the business is in here somewhere. You see, what is your focus when you're praising God? And corporately, what is our focus? Why are we praising him? Are we praising him just because it's time to praise him? Or is there a particular focus for our praise? And you see, we know that praise is for God himself. And I think, you see, that's the whole point. That when we're praying about the circumstances that concern us. When we're praising him, it's just for him. And that's like saying you are so much greater, more important, and more wonderful than the circumstances. And we thank you that you release your life, your love, your power, your provision, or whatever. So it's not just a question, for example, of praying for the provision that we need, but of praising God over the provision, over the situation. That's the barren woman. The barren woman is the one that needs to become fruitful. If there's an area in which you need to see further fruitfulness, you need to see answer from God, it's not just that you sing, but that you praise God with all your heart for who he is, because he is greater than that situation, and he has that situation in hand, and you know as you praise him that the situation is released. Because you've got beyond the prayer struggle into the victory. So it's right to pray. Pray in all circumstances. Pray continuously. But give thanks in all circumstances, because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. You rejoice, you pray, and you give thanks. You praise, you pray, you give thanks. You see, prayer is sandwiched between the praise and the thanks. So we start by exalting him over our lives and so on. Then we pray, then we give thanks and rejoice in the answer. Hallelujah. He's giving us wonderful answers to prayer. I don't believe we're in the thanksgivings that we receive on the yellow cards every week. I think that's only a tiny fraction of what God is doing every week. You know, probably for every one card, there's at least 10, if not 20 others, which would have as great, if not greater, things to give thanks for. But people like me don't put in the yellow cards. I think there's a lot of people just don't put in the yellow cards. Just don't think about it. But how, and okay, you know, we wouldn't want to have to read a great stack every week, but it would be good to be selective, wouldn't it? Say, well, there's so many, we can't read them. We can't read them all, but let's just take a selection. Praise God. But what is written on the card is seen by the Lord, and that's the important thing. So what a great God we have. He is so much greater than the need. He's so much greater than the situation. He is the answer. And I think, you know, if some of you are struggling with problems of health in any particular area, and you've prayed and you've believed and you've rebuked the devil and you've taken authority and you've commanded, you've done all this, try praising. Because God knows you've done all that, and his hands are poised, ready, just waiting for the praise. Praising him over your body. You just try it and see. Because, you know, the whole important thing is not that preachers here just, you know, say, well, these are good things to do. They've got to be things that work. Life is too short to be doing stuff that doesn't work. And, you know, I feel I think in several ways, we all sense that God is wanting to release more and more amongst us. And that, you know, there's so much. I mean, like, they were phenomenal days, those 4 days that we had last week, really. I mean, you consider How many believers, just in this country alone, would love to have 4 days like that in their churches? I mean, there's hardly any churches in this country that would have such a rich diet for 4 days. And that's the Lord. And yet, I think we always feel, yes, praise God, but actually more should have come out of it than did. And I think, you know, this is what's concerning me, you know, all the time. I say, oh, Lord, that's so great. Now, there should be so much fruit as a result of this. What's lacking? Praise. Which is why this is the keynote this morning, you see. And you think, wait a minute. We spend a lot of time in praise and worship. Yes. But what is the praise and worship? The first part of the meeting, for which a lot of people come late. I don't know what the Lord thinks of that. And then possibly a little bit at the end, if it's not too late. How does that relate to everything else that's going on? It's like, right, we've had the praise, now here's the word, and here's the other bits and pieces that we have to do. And I just felt the Lord saying there needs to be a link, not just in the way the meetings are led, but in the hearts of all the people. That the whole thing, as far as God is concerned, is not a series of activities, but an integrated whole. I can remember when we started Kingdom Faith Church, God spoke to us about the five things that people do on a Sunday morning. They worship. They can pray. They can have communion. They can hear the word. And they can have ministry in the Holy Spirit. And what he taught us is that what most people do is a little bit of each. And if you do a little bit of each, you do none of them properly. And I can remember him saying to us, be bold enough to do just one or two that the Spirit is leading you to do on that occasion, and he will fill it with life. And actually, for a period of time, we did this. So, you know, he said, this week the word is the thing, very short time of praise, the word, and then praising God for whatever comes out of the word. If it's the worship, okay, let the worship flow. There's always word in the worship. If it's communion, okay, don't just have 5-10 minutes. Make the communion the thing. Why not have a prayer meeting on a Sunday morning if that's what the Spirit of God is saying? When the whole body is there, because there is a power when the whole body prays than just when a section of the body prays. And, you know, at one time, what we did on Sunday evenings was we sort of divided this down, because we used to have meetings morning and evening when the church was first, because it was meeting in here. And we couldn't get everybody in, you know. And so we sort of focused on the thing and we announced the thing. And then that somehow wasn't right. And what we learned was, no, you don't say tonight is a praise, this is a word meeting, this is a communion meeting. You just let my Spirit give you. He will tell those that are leading the meeting what the emphasis and the shape of that meeting is to be. But it's so easy for us to get sort of settled back into something that is good. Sometimes we just need the boldness to get out of our routines and into something different. But I'm not saying this just for the for the sake of those that are leading the church or anything like that. Because what God spoke to me about this, reminded me of all this, when he was talking to me this morning about this praise. You know, it was as if he was saying, why don't you have a proper praise meeting? And you know, you hear things like that, and you think, dear God, what on earth do you mean? A proper praise meeting. I mean, what do we do? We have lots of sort of praise meetings. And I found in my experience that God says things like this to provoke you to think and to think issues through. What would be a proper praise meeting? And, you know, as I sort of thought that about that and prayerfully, it was as if God's saying, well, instead of praying about a series of subjects, why don't you just praise me over those things? Why don't you just exalt me over every area of need, but do it corporately and together? But I'm, you see, what he was really saying to me is, everybody needs to learn to do these things personally. But there's tremendous power when you do them corporately. Because there's a kind of unity of intent. But that's the thing that I believe God is really putting his finger on this morning for all of us. The intent. We know about the function. We know how to praise God. We spend a lot of time praising God. That's the function. We know how to do that. And we praise God when there's wonderful sense of his presence, like there was in some of the worship during last week. But, you know, we can be more imaginative than just singing, he turned my morning into dancing, again. That's a great song when we sing it again. And, you know, I sometimes feel the Lord saying, been there, seen it, done it, and I'm wearing the T-shirt, so... imagination in how I'm not talking about the meetings, I'm talking about you personally. Imagination in how you can really praise God beyond anything that any way in which you've praised him before. Imagination that goes beyond the function. You see, it's not a question just of Pastor Clive or somebody else getting up there and saying, you know, this week we need to do boom, 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 boom. No, it's something to do about the hearts of the people. What is our intent? You see, when I worship God, is my intent to really exalt him above everything in my life? Is my intent to exalt him above the circumstances that are happening all around me? Do I really want him to be exalted in all those situations? Is that my intent? Or am I just singing the songs and hoping to get a sense of his presence and wanting to meet personally with him? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not a question, I'm not being critical at all. This is just a piece of self-appraisal, or I think actually it's a bit of God appraisal of where we're at present. Because, you know, I believe that there's so much that is good that is happening now, but so much more needs to come out of what is happening now. And it's almost as if there's just something that needs to be tweaked. And I think it's something in our hearts. And in the hearts of everybody connected with Kingdom Faith. You know, I mean, those of us in leadership have been battling for months. How do you get everybody to get there on time? Because we, you know, in one sense, we say, well, it's dishonoring to the Lord for people to come late when the worship is happening. And actually, the worship is the most important part of the meeting. Whereas, you see, the mentality of a lot of church people, not just here but everywhere, is, well, the worship is just preceding the word. And what really matters is the word, and I need the word, I need to hear from God, I need something from him that is going to build faith, I need him to speak into my situation, into my circumstances. Yes, but he does that best in the worship. You hear God when you're before the throne, and you can get healed, you can get delivered, you can get set free, all kinds of wonderful things can happen. And do. We hear from time to time of people getting healed during the worship. But you see, what I'd like, what I believe God wants, is for that to happen every week. And here every morning. Then we're not just, oh, it's the 8 o'clock. No, come on, it's exalting Jesus time. It's exalting God time. And this is what I live to do. I mean, you see, you guys that are at the college, you're not here preparing for a ministry. You are here preparing for a life of exalting God. Because the more you exalt God, the more ministry you will have. The more he will be able to use you. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, there's one other very important thing. You know, one of the things that we're conscious of, aren't we, that if we're a people of faith, we're always positive. A people of hope, in Scripture, a people of hope are those who look to the future expectantly. Constant expectation of good things. That's hope. And yet we know that there are many negative people. Born again, filled with the Spirit, but actually they're still quite negative people. And even if they're positive some of the time, when it gets to facing need in their lives, they tend to be negative. How do we know that? Well, they keep talking about their need. They keep going over the same ground again and again. Or they're living in the past instead of in the present reality of who they are in Christ. And all those things are negative because they're all actually contradictory to the word, you see. But how do you turn a negative person into a positive person? because you can talk to them about the word and faith and who they are in Christ over and over and over and over again, and they'll hear it, but it still won't necessarily change them. If they then listen to themselves or listen to the enemy and boom, out of their mouths comes the same old stuff, the same problem talk, the same negativity, the same I can't do this, the same, oh, it's because this happened to me and that didn't, and boom, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And they've heard all the right stuff, but they're saying all the wrong stuff. Still, what will change them from a negative people into a positive people? Praise. Because praise takes you beyond yourself. Praise lifts you into the heavenly realms. Praise takes you into the place where you are seated. But you see, that praise must be heart praise that is not confined to the meeting place. That in the very places and areas where before people were negative, now they're praising. Now they're giving thanks in all circumstances. Now they're rejoicing always. And suddenly, they're starting to act like positive people. Because how can you be negative when you're rejoicing? How can you be negative when you're praising? How can you be negative when you're giving thanks? You can be negative when you pray, by the way in which you pray. But you can't be negative while you're rejoicing. You can't be negative while you're praising. And you can't be negative while you're giving thanks. So what's the remedy to all that negativity? Well, rejoice, praise, give thanks. Now we know it. We can all say hallelujah, amen. Yes! But that doesn't do it. See, and this is the thing. We can know what's the right thing. Now, what God, you see, was reminding me about, you know, worship and forms of worship and all the different things that we do. I don't think for one moment he's saying, reorder your services. I mean, if he wants to do that, he'll tell Pastor Clive and others with him about that. That's not the answer. What I believe he's saying is there's something in our hearts that needs to be reordered. And when that gets reordered, the services will get reordered. The services will become much more spontaneous because of what God is doing in the hearts. You know, it's as if we just sort of get hold of what he's saying to us this morning, it's as if the Spirit of God is going to come and take over. And that's what we want. That's what we pray for. That's what the leadership prays for. Lord, come and take over. Come and just move. It was good last week, but there's another step to go. There's another step to go where the Spirit of God falls spontaneously and people don't have to come forward. They don't have to be led even. That just in the dynamic of praise and worship that's happening, the Spirit of God pours himself out afresh and does all kinds of stuff. Now we can pray and say, oh God, God, move in such a way. And I don't think too much is going to happen. But if we just get airborne and start praising and worshiping him with intent, what's he going to do? Well, you see, the answer is we don't know. And that's the point. We want God to take us to the place where we don't know what's going to happen next. That anything could happen. Now, it happens sometimes, doesn't it? On the odd Sunday, there's the kind of meeting, and here, you know, God sort of steps in and the whole thing just takes a completely different course from anything that was anticipated. But wouldn't it be great every day, every week? And somehow, beloved, it's there within us, just waiting to be expressed. It's not that God's got to turn up and do something new and different and, oh, God, you know. No, I think we've done that. We got beyond that now. It's all there within us, just waiting to be released. And God is saying, release it. Release the praise that is there within your hearts. Praise with intent. Many people in many churches give their right arm for the kind of worship we have here. But as soon as we're satisfied, we've lost the plot. As Clive was saying in one of his talks, you know, there's got to be that kind of frustration. So, okay, we finish a few days and we could, you know, I could just say, oh, wasn't that wonderful and wasn't that great? And did you hear the Lord say this? And wasn't it good that this happened and that happened? But you see, you come through a time like that and what's the frustration? Right, there's more. How do we get onto the next phase? Because that's what leadership is like. You know that if you stop, everybody stops. So you've got to keep going. Okay, what's next, Lord? Praise me with intent. What does that mean? You'll find out. It's great. It's great. And will changes happen? Of course they will. Because God's going to take over more and more. There's going to be greater and greater spontaneity, greater and greater freedom of the Spirit. It's all there. I just sense, you know, after these days, God is saying, you're not lacking. It's all there. It's just being released. So let's stand because we're going to praise with intent. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, I don't know quite. That's what makes it exciting. Let's just close our eyes. But why don't you tell the Lord that? Lord, I don't want to just praise you. I don't want to go through the function. I don't want to go through the mechanics. I've done that so many times. I don't want to just sing the songs. I don't want to just tra-la away in the Spirit for 10 minutes. I've done that so often. And I thank you for all that you've done, Lord, in me, in the praise, and for all the great times of worship we've had. But Lord, I believe you want to take me onto a higher plane, onto another level, into a fresh release. And I don't know how to describe it, Lord, but I believe you want to do something fresh in my heart that is going to make me a praising person. That praise will not just be a function that I do, but I want to be a praising person. I want to rejoice always. I want to give thanks in all circumstances. Not because that's what I should do, but that's what's in me to do. Yes. Yes. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I don't want to sort of restrict your spirit and control what your spirit is doing in me. I want you to take over and I want you to control me by your spirit. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. You are so wonderful, Lord. You are so mighty. Oh God, my heart just hungers after you, Lord. Oh Lord, there's such a longing in my heart. Like the deer longing for the water brook, so my heart pants after you, oh God. Ora la basata paya paparaba. Lord, I want you to lift me above myself. Then in all this I realize I'm the problem. Even when I'm praising you, Lord, there's so much of me about it instead of being so much of you about it. I just want you to take me beyond myself that I get lost in you. Paya paparazata parazatuba. That I even forget about myself. I'm just so taken up with you and who you are and how wonderful and how great and how mighty and how holy and how beautiful and how faithful you are. Hora la basata bakarazatu bakarazito ba. Balata parazata bakarazito disatu ba. Oh, Mama Razarama. Oh, my heart longs after you, oh God. You are worthy of all praise, worthy of all honor, worthy of all glory. Bala pazata parazata bakarazituba. Balala namazata parazata bakarazituba. Balalala namazatuba. Boza tapari ezituri satari eleno mazatu bakarazino ma. Oh! Oh Lord, 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 Lord. Bolala namazata barazatuba. Come on, Jesus. Oh, to give you the glory that you deserve, to give you the honor, to give you the praise. Oh God, I just feel my worship is so impoverished compared with what you deserve, Lord. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. Pota parazata parazatuba. Oh, paparazatuba. Oh God, just take me beyond the mechanics and into your glory. Lord, that I see you face to face. Oh God. Oh Lord. I praise you, my God. I praise you, my God. I praise you, my Lord. Piri eleta parazata parazituba. Balala mazatari elera bakarazito disatuba. Balala namazoturisato bakarazito ba. Oh, paparazato bakarazito disanduba. Balala mazatoria zato bakarazito disanduma.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, mama rasala mazata parabata paraba. Oh, 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 wonderful, wonderful. Bala la mazatori satuba. Bala la ma. Oh, mama, mama razanara mazotaba. Oh, paparazatuba karazito. Come on, you're going to break through that self barrier. Break through that self-conscious barrier. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Bola la mazata barazatu bakarazitu ba. Bola la mazata pariezetu bakarazitu ba. Bola la mazata barazitu disatu ba. Oh, paparazatu bakaya zatu baranduma. Umbarazitu disatari eletu ba. Oh, mighty God. Mighty, 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 mighty God. Oh, Rala Mazito. Oh, Mamarazatuba. Oh, Mamarazito di Sanduma. Oh, Mamma Mamarazala Mazuto di Satuba. Oh, 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 Jesus. Jesus, ora tapara zata baya, ora la bazata bakara zatuba, para la bazatuba, para zatuba, bala zatuba karazituba. Yes, bala la mazatari aleraba karazituri sanduba, bala tapara zituri satuba karazituba. Bola la mazata bakarazitu di satuba. Baparazata parazitu di sanduma. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Ora la mazata pariazatu bakarazituba. Bola la mazatu bakarazitu di satuba. Balalano mazotu di satari eleruba. I want to praise you, Lord. I want to praise you. I want to praise you. You, 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 Lord. Oh, I want to praise you, Jesus. Oh, you, you, you are the Lord. You are the King. You are the great and the mighty one. You are the Holy One. Oh, I praise you, my Jesus. I exalt you, Lord. I exalt you, Lord. I exalt you, Lord. Paparazitoba. I exalt you. I exalt you. Oh, I lift high your holy name. Paparazatoba. Oh, mamarazito risatoba. Oh, paparazatabariazetoba. Ora la namazotaba. Ora la namazinoma. Oh, paparazata pariezo tabaya. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come on, Lord. Master. Holy One. Bala la 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 mazandari e pepaya. Oh, rasitoria satuba karazandu. Oh, mamara la na mazandu. Oh, mamara sino marana masitori sanduma. Oh, mamara sitori satuba karazatabaya papara batutaba. Oh, ratapapapapare zetuba. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Bora la bazata bakarazi tu di sata balato bakarazi tu ba balandaria zatu ba. Oh mama razala mazu tu di sato ba. Oh mama razata barasi tu di sato ba karazi tu ba. Come on, come on, come on, Lord. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Bola la masotorizato ba. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh. 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 Oh, 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 oh. God says, praise with intent. And the first thing he means is praise from your heart, not a function with your lips, but that heart yearning and longing to bless him, to glorify him, to praise him in a way that you've never praised him before, to touch him with your heart in a way you've never done before. Praise with intent. Oh, that there's something new, there's something fresh, there's something different every time. Oh. There's no sort of holding back. There's no nice, neat parameters. But we just lose sight of ourselves and just get so taken up with him. We're not worried what we look like. We're just intent on praising him. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Pala la 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 ma solo ma zanduma. Oh, ralala na masutu di sanduma. Oh, ralano masata parata parasitu di zato bakarazino ma. Oh, mama ralano masata parasitu di zato bakarazito ba. Oh. Oh. Oh, Lord, I just want to be abandoned in my praise. Just abandon myself to you, Lord. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, ratapara tapara pataya. Oh, papara la basato bakalasituba. Oh, mambataria paparasu tu disatuba. Oh, papa raza tapare eletu bakarazito ba. Oh, papa rata parazatu bakarazito ba. Oh, mama raza tapare eletu bakarazito disato bakarazito disato ba. Bala tapare eletu bakarazatu bakarazito ba. Oh. Oh, oh,
believe God's saying we're just stepping back into the freedom of the Spirit, freedom from being led by bands and people on the platform, the freedom just to be praising people. Just pouring out our hearts in praise for Him. Oh, 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 oh. Now, our first intent is to praise Him for the wonder of who He is. But I believe God is just saying now, praise Him over your circumstances. Now, that depends what circumstances you've been grappling with, praying about, perhaps for some time. Don't pray anymore. You've done all the praying. He's heard it all, right? His hands are poised, ready to bless, ready to release the power as soon as you praise Him. I believe power is going to get released in the next few minutes. But it's not just about what happens now at this meeting. Because, you know, we've got to take the praise beyond the meeting, haven't we? But you see, if you've been fighting a health issue, for example, praise God now over your body. Just exalt Him over your body. Just tell Him that you want every part of your body to praise Him. I mean, you know, the hurting part isn't praising Him, right? That part's going to come into God's order. Everything about you, everything about your health, everything about your body, everything, you know, if it's relationships, then come on, exalt Him above your relationships. Every relationship I have is going to exalt you. Every relationship is going to praise you. I want you to be praised in every relationship. If it's in finances, Lord, I exalt you over the finances. I want my finances to praise you. Lord, it's not praising you to be in debt. I'm praising you now, Lord. I'm praising you over my finances. I'm exalting you. I'm glorifying you. Come on, whatever it may be, you just do it now in that area in your life. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just rejoice. Rejoice. Because He's going to be glorified in that area in your life. Oh, I rejoice in your victory, oh God. I rejoice in your victory in that area of my life. I thank you, Lord. You rejoice. Every part of my body rejoices in you. Every part of my body rejoices in you, Lord. Every organ rejoices. Let every organ praise you. Let every joint, oh, let every part of my body exalt you. Be so full of life, so full of joy, so full of vitality, so full of strength that my body praises you. Not just my mouth, not just my heart. I want every organ to praise you, every organ to glorify you, every part of my body to be praising you, Lord. Pata papa papa pari ezetuba. I want you to be exalted in every part of my body. I want you to be glorified, Lord. Pola la bazata parasiturizatuba. Pola tapara zata pakarazito razatuba. Thank you that you've heard all my prayer. Thank you that you've heard it all. Now I praise you, Lord. I praise you for the answer. I rejoice in you for the answer. I give you glory for the answer. Yes. Yes. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me Now just thank him for the answers. Thank him for the answers. Oh, it is done. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Now we're going to exalt him over kingdom faith. He's heard all the prayers about us wanting to fulfill our call, about being a catalyst for revival for a generation. He's heard that. He's heard it all. About being a lead boat in his purposes for Israel. He's heard it. About our need to see a release in financial provision. But I was praising God this morning. I felt God saying, you don't have to be envious of people in the lottery getting 56 million. You praise me, and I've got millions. Millions for you. And you know, he reminds me, have I not promised you the millions? You know, it's not just 50,000 for the hub. It's the 3 or 4 million for the extension to Rafi. I just believe the Lord saying he has it. It's sort of got our name on it. It's sort of all reserved. And he's going to release it. Not because we ask for it, but because we praise him for it. Can you understand the difference? Yeah, you've just done it over your personal life, you see. Now we're just going to exalt him over kingdom faith. Right? We're going to exalt him because we're going to see revival for a generation. This is not sort of just wishful thinking, but we're actually going to see it. What's it going to look like? Well, soon you will see. You will see what the beginning of it looks like, because just there's just this one. I believe God's saying this morning, this is just the one element that has needed to be put into place now. It's just going to release everything. We're going to see the financial provision. 50,000 for the hub, nothing. We're going to see that easily. We're going to see that easily. It's just going to come in easily. And more besides. To do up the main house, easy. Come on, it's easy. It's not, oh God, you know, we got to see this and we got to pay the bills. Get rid of the overdraft. Easy. Come on, it's easy. I mean, for years we've been saying, how do we get beyond this? How are we going to, you know, oh God, just do something. He said, stop praising me for it. Stop praising me for it. Stop asking and start praising. I've heard the asking, now do the praising. Are you ready? Come on, let's praise him. Praise him over kingdom faith. Exalt him over kingdom faith. Not just the finances, not just the revival, not just Israel, but just exalt him over kingdom faith. You are Lord of kingdom faith. You are the head of kingdom faith. It's your body. We're your people. And we exalt you as the head. We exalt you as the head, Lord Jesus Christ. We exalt you as the head of the body. We belong to you. It's your body. We exalt you, Lord. Oh, we exalt your will. We exalt your purpose. We exalt your vision. We exalt your
Oh, the fulfillment of all your promises. Lord, we're praising with intent this morning to see you exalted over every aspect of Kingdom Faith, every ministry connected with Kingdom Faith. Come on, Jesus. 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 Balata parazata bakarazato bakarazito ba. Baparazata baya. Oh, Lord. 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 Lord, you're the leader of Kingdom Faith, Lord. You're the provider for Kingdom Faith. You are the power for Kingdom Faith. Orata parazata bakaya. Baparazato bakarazito rizatuba. Oh, we exalt you. We praise you. We bless you. Let every part of Kingdom Faith glorify you. Every member of Kingdom Faith glorify you. Every activity glorify you. Yes, 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 yes. Lord, we want to see you glorified in the finances. We want to see you glorified in every aspect of ministry. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we want you to be glorified. We want your spirit to move in such a way that you are honored, you are blessed, you are praised. Lord, we want to see breakthrough in every life of every church member, so that you are being exalted, you are being praised, that we are a praising people, a rejoicing people, a thankful people. Fill every activity with your praise, Lord. No matter who's doing what, everybody will do it with a praising heart. Everybody will do it with a rejoicing heart. Everybody will do it with a thankful heart. Oh, parazato, but come on, there's more here. Oh, paparazata, paratabari, eledema. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We want to praise you, Lord, beyond anything that we have ever known before. We want to see you exalted in a way you've never been before. Oh, rala basata bakarazito ba. Oh, baparazatum. Lord, Lord, Lord. As we praise you, come and take over, Lord. Take over in every area of ministry. Take over in every life. Take over in the finances. Take over in the ministry. Take over in the preaching. Take over in the meetings. Take over, Lord. Every ministry, every area of activity. In the children's work, in the youth work, in the among the adults, in the life groups, wherever. Come on, Lord. Come and take over. Come and be exalted. Come and praise. Let your holy name be praised. In all the relating churches, in all the leaders that relate to us. Oh, Lord, it's time for something new. It's time for something new. From you, Lord, from you, from you, from you. Palala basata parazata bakarazituba. Balala mazuturizata parazituba. Poparazata parazituba. Porata parazatu bakarazituba.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's just thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh. Now, this has been much more like a normal revival praise meeting. This is what it's like all the time. I just realized the greatest need has been in me. I slipped out of that gear in my worship. I just realized that. It's like these things, you know, God addresses you about a situation. You have to really begin with yourself. Always, when you're in leadership, you begin with yourself and say, okay, Lord. I think I've been excusing myself, saying, I don't know that I have the same energy that I used to have to praise God in the way that I used to. Well, let me tell you, it's coming back. Hallelujah. Seventy-year-olds can praise the Lord as if they were still 20. Amen. Oh, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you the past is behind us, and we thank you for all the great and wonderful and good things that you've been doing in the past. But now, Lord, we're looking forward to a greater future. And Lord, you told me last week that what you were going to do last week was just going to be like the launch pad for the new thing that you're going to do in the future. And I just believe, Lord, that we're now taking off. You're launching us. So, Lord, we want to go higher and higher and further and further. Oh, we think this is just a start, Lord. And we just exalt you. Oh, come on, just really thank him from your heart for what he's spoken into your heart, for the release that he's brought in you. Thank him for the answers. You have the answer now. You've been praying and praying and praying, but now you have the answer. You have the answer. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Now, Lord, our vision is that there will not be one negative person in Kingdom Faith, not one. That every person will be taken out of negativity and into the positive because they become praising people. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the thanks. Bless your wonderful name. Come on, let's give him a great big shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus!
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.